Reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of the dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to slaughter, as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living, for the transgression of my people was he stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked, and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see of the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death. He was numbered with the transgressors. He bare the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
When Jesus had spoken these words, he went forth with his disciples over the brook Kedron, where was a garden, into the which he entered and his disciples. And Judas also, which betrayed him, knew the place, for Jesus ofttimes resorted thither with his disciples. Judas then, having received a band of men and officers from the chief priests and Pharisees, cometh thither with lanterns and torches and weapons. Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that should come upon him, went forth and said unto them, Whom seek ye? They answered him, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus said unto them, I am he. And Judas also, which betrayed him, stood with them. As soon then as he had said unto them, I am he, they went backward and fell to the ground. Then asked he them again, Whom seek ye? And they said, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus answered, I have told you that I am he. If therefore ye seek me, let these go their way, that the saying might be fulfilled which he spake, Of them which thou gavest me have I lost none. Then Simon Peter, having a sword, drew it and smote the high priest's servant and cut off his right ear. The servant's name was Malchus. Then said Jesus unto Peter, Put up thy sword into the sheath. The cup which my Father hath given me, shall I not drink it?
Oh, Then the band and the captain and officers of the Jews took Jesus and bound him and led him away to Annas first, for he was father-in-law to Caiaphas, which was the high priest that same year. Now Caiaphas was he which gave counsel to the Jews, that it was expedient that one man should die for the people. And Simon Peter followed Jesus, and so did another disciple. That disciple was known unto the high priest, and went in with Jesus into the palace of the high priest. But Peter stood at the door without. Then went out that other disciple which was known unto the high priest, and spake unto her that kept the door, and brought in Peter. Then saith the damsel that kept the door unto Peter, Art not thou also one of this man's disciples? He saith, I am not. The servants and officers stood there who had made a fire of coals, for it was cold. And they warmed themselves, and Peter stood with them and warmed himself. The high priest then asked Jesus of his disciples and of his doctrine. Jesus answered him, I spake openly to the world. I ever taught in the synagogue and in the temple whither the Jews always resort. And in secret have I said nothing. Why askest thou me? Ask them which heard me what I have said unto them. Behold, they know what I said. And when he had thus spoken, one of the officers which stood by struck Jesus with the palm of his hand, saying, Answerest thou the high priest so? Jesus answered him, If I have spoken evil, bear witness of the evil, but if well, why smitest thou me? Now Annas had sent him bound unto Caiaphas the high priest, and Simon Peter stood and warmed himself. They said therefore unto him, Art not thou also one of his disciples? He denied it and said, I am not. One of the servants of the high priest, being his kinsman, whose ear Peter cut off, said, Did not I see thee in the garden with him? Peter then denied again, and immediately the cup.
My shepherd now receiving, my guide and only one, great blessings thou didst give me, O source of gifts divine, I lift heaven.
Signifying what death he should die. Then Pilate entered into the judgment hall again and called Jesus and said unto him, Art thou the king of the Jews? Jesus answered him, Sayest thou this thing of thyself, or did others tell it thee of me? Pilate answered, Am I a Jew? I know Nathan, the chief priest, who delivered thee unto me. What hast thou done? Jesus answered, My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence. Pilate therefore said unto him, Art thou king then? Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Pilate saith unto him, What is truth? And when he had said this, he went again unto the Jews, and saith unto them, I find in him no fault at all. But ye have a custom that I should release unto you one at the Passover. Will ye therefore that I release unto you the king of the Jews? Then cried they all again, saying, Not this man, but Barabbas. Now Barabbas was a robber.
Away with him, away.
away with him, crucify him. Pilate said unto them, Shall I crucify your king? The chief priests answered, We have no king but Caesar. Then delivered he him therefore unto them to be crucified. Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. This title then read many of the Jews, for the place where Jesus was crucified was nigh to the city, and it was written in Hebrew and Greek and Latin. Then said the chief priests of the Jews to Pilate, Write not the King of the Jews, but that he said I am the King of the Jews. Pilate answered, What I have written. Then the soldiers, when they had crucified Jesus, took his garments and made four parts, to every soldier a part, and also his coat. Now the coat was without seam, woven from the top throughout. They said therefore among themselves, Let us not rend it, but cast lots for it, whose it shall be. That the scripture might be fulfilled, which saith, They parted my raiment among them, and for my vesture they did cast lots. These things therefore the soldiers did. Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother, and his mother's sister Mary, the wife of Cleopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother, and the disciples standing by whom he loved, he saith unto his mother, Woman, behold thy son. Then saith he to the disciple, Behold thy mother. And from that hour that disciple took her unto his own home. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, saith, I thirst. Now there was set a vessel full of vinegar, and they filled a sponge with vinegar, and put it upon hyssop, and put it to his mouth. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, It is finished. And he bowed his head, and gave up the ghost. The Jews therefore, because it was the preparation, that the body should not remain upon the cross on the Sabbath day, for that Sabbath day was a high day, besought Pilate that their legs might be broken, and that they might be taken away. Then came the soldiers and brake the legs of the first and of the other which was crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was dead already, they brake not his legs. But one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and forthwith came there out blood and water. And he that sought their record, and his record is true, and he knoweth that he saith true, that he might believe. For these things were done that the scripture should be fulfilled. A bone of him shall not be broken. And again another scripture said, they shall look on him whom they pierced.
What language shall I borrow to thy dearest friend for this thy dying sorrow? I am busy without end.
And after this, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for fear of the Jews, besought Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus, and Pilate gave him leave. He came therefore and took the body of Jesus. And there came also Nicodemus, which at the first came to Jesus by night, and brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100 pound weight. Then took they the body of Jesus, and wound it in linen clothes with the spices, as the manner of the Jews is to bury. And in the place where he was crucified, there was a garden. And in the garden, a new sepulchre, wherein was never man yet laid. There laid they Jesus, therefore, because of the Jews' preparation day, for the sepulchre was nigh.
From the 19th chapter of St. John's Gospel, the 30th verse. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. once again, it is that Friday we call good. And once again, we stand at the foot of the cross, which stood outside the city gates of Jerusalem, on the little rise in the ground called Golgotha, which means the place of a skull. We stand here not as idle onlookers, but as poor sinners who need a Savior, who need salvation, who need cleansing in His precious blood. But we are sinners saved by grace, by the sheer mercy of Him who is the Lord of glory, one of the Holy Trinity, who on this day poured out for us His cleansing, life-giving blood. On the cross, the Lord Jesus finished the work of our redemption. He did and suffered all that needed to be done. And so we stand at the foot of the cross with sorrowful, repentant hearts, because we know, each one of us, that it was my sin, which brought the Lord of glory to this terrible hour. But we also stand here in grateful adoration of His finished work. If we examine ourselves truthfully, we realize, don't we, that all of us must write across our lives that one word: unsatisfactory. Then we look to the Savior and say, "But my dear Lord Jesus Christ is my satisfaction, and I hide all my unsatisfactoriness in His perfection." And yes, when we come to the hour of death, we'll still have to say, "Unworthy, unworthy." We are believers, a sense of unworthiness will most certainly be there. But then we flee to Jesus. We hide our wounds in His wounds, and our death in His saving death. We take Him to be our Savior. We bear our unworthiness in His worthiness. And with all the host of heaven we say, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain, for He has redeemed us with His blood. He loved us and cleansed us, and has made us kings and priests unto God. To Him be all glory and might and majesty and dominion forever and ever." Yes, we lose ourselves in our Savior, and we also find ourselves in Him. We are clothed with His righteousness. We are accepted in the Beloved. We will leave the wilderness of this world leaning upon the Beloved, putting our whole weight on Him. He holds us up. He sustains us. He is our Savior, our all in all. And the Father looks upon the face of His beloved Son and accepts us in Him. I hope that everyone who hears these words of mine this evening is a believer. And I also hope that no one will end this Good Friday without leaning upon Jesus. He is our Savior, our God, and our all. You and I are simply not able of ourselves to help ourselves. Our sufficiency is entirely and totally in Him. When Jesus cried out from the cross, "It is finished," our redemption was complete. Jesus is our life. Jesus is our joy. Jesus is our hope forever. As the hymn writer says, "O perfect life of love, all is finished now. All that He left His throne above to do for us below. In perfect love He dies for me. He dies for me. O all-atoning sacrifice, I cling by faith to Thee." Let us pray. O Lord Jesus Christ, who died on the cross and finished the work of our salvation, grant that I may trust completely and entirely in Thee, that all my sins may be lost in Thee, and that all my hope may be centered in Thee, that I may know Thee to be not only the Savior of the world, but also my own dear Savior, and that through all this life, to the last breath I take, I may trust entirely and completely in Thee alone, my Savior, my Redeemer, and my King. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus, unto life everlasting. assaults and temptations of the adversary, and to keep it perpetually upon the true foundation of Jesus Christ. Almighty and everlasting God,
who hast revealed thy glory to all nations in Jesus Christ and the word of his truth, keep, we beseech thee, in safety, the works of thy mercy, that so thy church, spread throughout all nations, may serve thee in faith, and preserve in the confession of thy name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Let us pray for the ministers of the word, for all the statesmen in the church, for all the people of God.
Almighty and everlasting God, by whose Spirit the whole body of the church is governed and sanctified, receive the supplications and prayers which we offer before thee for all the states of men in thy holy church, that every member of the same, in his vocation and ministry, may truly and godly serve thee, through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Let us pray for our petitions, that our Lord God would open their hearts to the door of his mercy, that having received the remission of all their sins by the washing of regeneration, they may be mindful of their baptismal covenant, never more be found in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Almighty and everlasting God, who dost always multiply thy church, and with thy light and grace dost strengthen the hearts of them
whom thou hast regenerated,
confirming unto them thy covenant and faithfulness, grant unto our catechumens increase both of faith and knowledge, that they may receive baptism and really and heartily renew their covenant with thee. Amen.
Let us pray for all in authority, especially for the government of the United States, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty.
O merciful Father in heaven, who holdest in thy hand all the might of man, and who hast ordained the powers that be for the punishment of evildoers, and for the praise of them that do well, and of whom is all rule and authority in the kingdoms of God.
We humbly beseech thee,
graciously regard thy servants, the President of the United States, the Governor of this Commonwealth, our judges and magistrates, and all the rulers of the earth, that all who receive the sword as thy ministers may bear it according to thy commandment. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Let us pray, our Lord God Almighty, that he who delivered the world from all error, take away disease, ward off famine, open the prisons, set free those in bondage, grant the safe return to the wayfarers, help to the sick, and for our mariners and harbors, security.
Almighty and everlasting God, the consolation of the sorrowful
and the strength of the weak,
may the prayers of them that in any tribulation or distress cry unto thee graciously come before thee,
so that
in all their necessities they may mark and receive thy manifold help and comfort. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Let us pray for peace, that we may come to the knowledge of God's holy words and walk before him as we come in Christians.
Almighty and everlasting God, King of glory and Lord of heaven and earth, by whose Spirit all things are governed, by whose providence all things are ordered, who art a God of peace and the author of all concord, grant us, we beseech thee, thy heavenly peace and concord, that we may serve thee in true fear, to the praise and glory of thy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Let us pray for our enemies, we God who remember them in mercy, and graciously God save us from them such things as are both needful for them and profitable unto their salvation.
O Almighty everlasting God, who through thine only Son, our blessed Lord, hast commanded us to love our enemies, and to do good to them that hate us, and to pray for them that persecute us, we earnestly beseech thee that by thy great visitation all our enemies may be led to true repentance, and may have the same love, and be of one accord, and of one mind and heart with us, and with the whole Christian Church, through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Let us pray for the fruits of the earth, that God would send down his blessing upon them, and graciously dispose our hearts to enjoy them in submission to his holy will.
O Lord, Father Almighty, who by thy word hast created and dost bless and uphold all things, we pray thee so to reveal unto us thy word, our Lord Jesus Christ, that he, dwelling in our hearts, we may by thy grace be made meet to receive thy blessing on all the fruits of the earth and whatsoever pertains to our bodily need, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Finally, let us pray for all those things which our Lord God has asked.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.